wish you a Merry Christmas.
Survival of the fittest. And besides, it's fun.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. This show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, the Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Pearl Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, Oak Hill Marina in Arnold's Park, Iowa, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. And I was looking through the Midwestern Land and Auction website, and there was a really cool listing there for great opportunity of land purchase for sportsmen. It's unimproved, 116 acres of unimproved in Little Sioux Township here in Woodbury County, which is down, the section that it's in is northwest of Smithland. And there's about 90, I think 95 acres out of that is tillable, and the rest of it's all grassy areas. So, I mean, the taxes on the property were only about $2,000 a year, which, you know, with about 90 acres of tillable acres there, there's enough cash rent there where it's just going to pretty much pay for itself. And then you'll have like about 20 acres of your private pheasant hunting property. And then you can leave a little bit of corn down there, because I tell you, it's getting harder and harder to find places to pheasant hunt. And a lot of people are taking that opportunity to go ahead and buying some ground and, you know, reverting it back into grasslands, maybe put it in the CRP and developing their own little pheasant heaven. And that's what's neat about Midwestern Land and Auction. They always have a lot of cool land auctions up there. And they do a lot of auctions, too, on state auctions. Like if you got once a year they'll put on a firearms auction where they'll usually get around, 200, 300 firearms and auction them all off at one time, and which is, they really do a good job with it. Stuff going on. I mean, there's a few people been getting out on the ice. Some of the conditions are, I'd be a little bit leery of the ice if it was me, because we're getting these cold nights and then we're getting the warm days. And if you have any moving water in your pond or on your lake or whatever, that ice isn't going to be real great. So if you are venturing out onto the farm ponds or whatever, make sure you stay away from the spillways and stay away from the upstream, you know, if like feeder creeks and drain tiles are coming into that pond, because that ice is going to be pretty thin. The reports I see in Bacon Creek here in Sioux City has about 4 inches of ice on it. Browns Lake has about 6. Blackhawk Lake has, according to the DNR, 6 inches of ice on the Ice House Point boat ramp, but there's still a lot of open water elsewhere on the lake, so, you know, proceed with caution. Clear Lake has 7 to 8. Up at the Iowa Great Lakes, East Okoboji, they're reporting 5 to 7, and on Big Spirit, they're reporting 7 to 9, but there again, with variable on the thickness of the ice. I don't know. The best way to do it is, drill a lot of holes as you go out and proceed with extreme caution. Make sure it's good, clean ice and not soft. The DNR recommends that if there's 2 inches or less of ice, you should stay off of it. And about four inches of ice for foot traffic. And they recommend 5 inches of ice if you're fishing in a group of people or using ATVs or snowmobiles. 8 to 12 inches for small pickups and 12 to 15 for medium-sized trucks. And I like that 15, 16 better for my pickup. It makes me feel, it's kind of creepy the first time you drive out on a lake to go fishing. It's like, I guess if you fall through, you fall through. I don't know. In the old days, you could just leave your vehicle in the lake. If you fell through, you just, leave it down there and let it be fish habitat. But anymore, the DNR makes you pull it out. Then you got to pay, you got to pay crazy hazmat fees because there might have been gas get out into the lake and just all kinds of crazy stuff. Anyway, it's probably best not to let your truck drop through the ice. Let's see. I don't have a trivia question this week. Oh,
no, should... Do you have a prize package?
Well, yeah, we always got something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got a, I got the copper coins with the Second Amendment on them. 1 ounce of pure copper. And out of your prepper closet, there's something left in there. There's no spam. We ate all that.
Oh, no, we got a can of spam.
Did we?
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll throw in an MRE and a can of spam.
Both.
For caller number 2 at 239-2101.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
Well, I don't even have to ask you a trivia question.
No.
Or, I had some new products that were on the market. Came out this year, coming out next year. And, boy, there's some pretty crazy ones. I don't know. Maybe if we get a guinea pig. We'll just give them a product, and they'll have to guess whether or not it was true or a real one or a fake one.
Yeah, we could try that.
We can make up some. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, we need a victim, or a volunteer at 239-2101. And anyway, tonight down at the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge is a rib special. And also, they always have the prime rib sandwiches on special on Saturday nights. And the 30-ounce prime rib dinner. And boy, I tell you what, you got to have a heck of an appetite if you're going to eat that 30-ounce steak down there at the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthony, Iowa. Also coming up down there, this Friday, they're having a a holiday bowl special. So you can show up down there this Friday, the 27th, and watch the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the USC Trojans at the Holiday Bowl, and get together with a group down there. They're all going to be cheering on the Paulson brothers as they play their last game for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and they will have the ribeye steaks on special during the Holiday Bowl. New Year's Eve, they're also going to have a big celebration that night. Go down there to the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge and celebrate the new year. On special will be a filet mignon and shrimp special. And that, so they've got some great stuff coming up. You can find the Steakhouse, the Fireside on Facebook, and get more details on the holiday festivities. Did we get a winner on that, Scott?
Yeah, Jeff Kyle of Sioux City. Yep, he gets the his Christmas dinner already made for him, and it's chili and macaroni and hickory smoked spam.
Awesome.
Awesome.
The MRE, I see, had less or lowered sodium or something in it. Oh, who in the hell does that?
Well, I don't know, but the spam will make up for it.
Oh, it will, yeah. There's extra sodium in that damn thing. But anyway, hey, a reminder, two of the prizes from our great giveaway last year where we gave away the Heritage Revolver, Travis Anderson of Sergeant Bluff won the Heritage Revolver, and he has already made plans to get his prize. Brian, it's Weasler or Weisler here of Sioux City, won the brick of .22 ammo, which still has not been claimed. And Richard Wills was the winner of the custom-made duck call. And both those prizes are down at the shooting shop in Anthony waiting for them to pick them up. And if they can't get down to the shooting shop in Anthony, they can call during the show here and we can make some arrangements to get it to them here. I don't know. I can't give out the brick of ammo through the studio because I got to make sure that they're 21 before they take ownership of it. And I know some of our contestants were under the age of 21, but that's okay. We made delivery of some of the prizes to an adult representing the youngster. Oh, let's see. Oh, up at the Plymouth County Conservation Board up at Hillview Recreation Area has their Saturday, January 18th is their Becoming an Outdoors Family Winter Fun Day. And they still have openings for that. They're going to have activities set out around the park, and it depends on the weather and snow conditions, what kind of activities they're going to do. But it's fun for the whole family. They ask for a $5 per person registration fee, and you can contact Victoria up there at Hillview at 712-947-4270 and get registered for that event. And a reminder, the world's famous snow scamper, it's world's famous now, Scott. It's like their sixth annual one, and they got people from as far away as Wisconsin and Michigan come and participate in this. But it's a 5K run, walk, slash crawl, if I was going to do it. But anyway, they're going to have that Saturday, September 1st. And it'll be from 10 a.m. till noon. And then following the race, they're going to have all kinds of prize giveaways in the Learning Center out there at Hillview Recreation Area, just west of Hinton, Iowa. And the pre-registration deadline to receive the long sleeve 50-50 long sleeve t-shirt is January 20th. So anybody that signs up before that, before January 20th, will get the event t-shirt. And then also for an additional $10, you can get what they're calling a long sleeve performance shirt, which is, I don't know what that material is actually made out of. Do you, Scott, the performance shirts? It's that.
Not offhand, but I think it's that moisture wicking stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what it's made out of.
Yeah, kind of feels like rayon or something like that old crap used to. I don't know. They haven't made anything out of rayon since we were kids. God, I used to hate that crap. You'd get by the campfire wearing one of them damn shirts, and God, you'd damn near burst into flames if a spark hit you. I don't know. That was dangerous stuff. It obviously wasn't an outdoorsman that designed that crap. But anyway, they usually have a real good crowd there. And some years the weather's really good. Other years, not so good. I think that one year they ran it in, like, I think they were saying knee-deep snow. Which they do have snowshoes available there at the park, but they're on a first-come, first-served basis. And I can't remember how many sets of snowshoes they got there. I know they got quite a few, because throughout the winter they'll have snowshoe days where people can come up and learn how to snowshoe. Depends on the weather. And then also, the snowfall. It's kind of tough to walk in snowshoes without snow. You can do it, but you just feel like a retard doing it. Also, the tubing hill up there at Hillview, as soon as they get some snow, that'll open up. Unlike the one here in Sioux City where they make their own snow, the tubing hill up at Hillview, that's organic snowing. All natural. Yeah. None of that synthetic snow, tubing hill. Is that better if it's organic?
That's more a timing issue than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a fun way to, maybe injure your child, get on an inner tube and slide down the icy hill at breakneck speeds.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, the doctors need work too.
Yeah. But the Hillview still has the tow rope, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Up. Oh, it's good.
Yes, they do. Yeah. You just, you plop your tube down and then you put the rope between, I believe, your butt and the tube, and it pulls you right up.
Ah, great.
Cherokee County used to do one of those over there by Quimby. And when we were in high school, you could rent their lodge for the evening, and then you'd have full reign of the tubing hill. And their tow rope was, they had an old like a 1920s pickup in a shed up there, up on blocks with one of the rear tires off, and they wrapped the rope around the rim of the tire. And then they started the truck and just leave it in idle and put it in first gear or whatever. And then as the tire would turn, it would pull on the rope, and that would tow you up the hill. And I don't know, we rented that place, and I don't know, they told us, when we're done tubing, make sure we shut the truck off. Otherwise, I don't know, that was a lot of fun. It was back in the days when they allowed people to just, go be dangerous as they wanted to. Absolutely no supervision there, which is probably unwise for a group of high school rednecks. But anyway, we didn't burn the place down. We felt pretty good about that. Looks like we're past due on the break. Maybe we should take the break, and we come back. I guess I don't really have anything to talk about, so maybe somebody will call in at 239-2101 and give us something to talk about.
Yeah, we'll be right back. 1360-949 KSCJ.
Can a job change the trajectory of your life?
Well, it's really important for Tyson to take care of our team members. We want them to be thriving in our community.
Like higher education, Northeast College.
We love how they partner up with us and allow us to be here and offer opportunities.
And Wayne State.
They want to pursue their four-year bachelor's degree, and we often write those programs right here in South Sioux City.
They take care of us. It's not just a company that gives you a paycheck and you show up every day.
From a GED to ESL to a four-year degree to
citizenship, Tyson can change the trajectory of your life.
So it's important that we help them.
And with a new starting hourly wage of $16.60, Tyson will change your income, too. Tyson Foods is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. All qualified applicants will be considered without regard to race, national origin, color, religion, age, genetics, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or veteran status. Come to the Tyson Job Fair every Tuesday from 8 to 4 in Dakota City and change your life.
This New Year's Eve, join the party and ring in the new year with us at Blackbird Bend Casino. Every 10 minutes, all evening long, a guest will win $500 in cash. At midnight, one lucky guest will win $2,020 in cash. A live DJ will spice things up on the floor. Plus, enjoy complimentary professional photos, party hats, and champagne. And don't miss our delectable New Year's Eve all-you-can-eat crab legs buffet. Ring in the new year at Blackbird Bend Casino, where good fortune is just around the bend.
So, Bailey, what should we get Dad for Christmas?
I heard him say that he wants to get his truck detailed at Hamilton Touchless.
That's a great idea. And while I'm there, I'll get Grandpa and Grandma some car wash certificates for their stocking stuffers.
And Mom, you should get some WeatherTech mats to protect your carpets from all the slime I made today.
Really, Bailey?
Hamilton Touchless Detail Shop, your one stop for everyone. Happy holiday, everyone!
Big John.
Well, there are a couple news stories that I've been kind of sitting on. Maybe we'll get them out of the way here, and then we'll hit the new year here in a couple weeks, just in a fresh start. All kinds of great programming coming up. That is, if I don't get fired between now and then. But anyway, no, I think we're good to go. A Bagley, Iowa man woke up and found 5 inches of animal blood in his basement. Nick Lestina found 5 inches of blood, fat, and other animal tissue flooding his family's basement in Bagley, Iowa, which is about 45 miles northwest of Des Moines. He told the Des Moines Register that he hasn't been able to clean it up because it is still seeping in. Well, that's a good idea. Wait until it quits seeping in to clean it up. Well,
didn't the guy live next door to a slaughterhouse or something?
Yeah, that's what... Yeah. I don't know if it was next door, but anyway, they called it a neighboring meat locker is where the DNR traced the waste back to, and the blood and tissue from slaughtered animals was washed down a drain. Officials say a clog or a break in a pipe sent the waste into Lestina's basement through a floor drain. And... I don't know. I would take the 5 inches of animal blood other than the guys over in South Sioux that were getting the actual waste, feces and stuff in their basements.
I think that'd be my choice, too.
Think I'd opt for the animal blood and fat. I don't know. I was just kind of curious what kind of diseases either one of them, would they spread the same disease or would one of them be more horrible than the other?
I would think the sewage would be worse.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Well, if you left the blood long enough, I imagine you'd end up with the same type of a product.
Eventually, but it seems to me that story occurred sometime this past summer.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd been sitting on it.
Wonder if the guy actually cleaned it up. Hope so.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah. Or maybe got somebody in there. I don't know. I'd make the locker plant, clean it up. It's like, hey, why don't you have your people come over here and do this?
Yeah, that's like crime scene cleanup.
Well, it would be.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they had to hire one of those companies that do the cleanups after crime scenes. And well, not necessarily crime scenes, but, crime scenes. And, somebody's got to go in.
Yeah, I know Merry Maids ain't going to cut it.
No. I mean, it takes a special crew. I mean, there are companies out east that specialize in that kind of a cleanup. Or like if some dude dies in a house and, the one guy that died and they didn't find him for 3 years. Because everything, his Social Security was coming in a direct deposit, and all of his bills were taken out as direct withdrawals. Yeah. And the only reason they knew the guy was dead was because something happened with the bank account. He ran out of money. And it's like they went to check on the dude, and it's just like a skeleton in there.
Wow.
Well, on that one, that would be pretty easy to clean up because, like the bugs and stuff would have got the worst of the stuff, I would think.
Yeah, this is a cheery conversation.
Well, yeah, it is. Let's move on. Here's another one. Because we've had stories in the past year where the Russians have been colluding with Boogaloo elves and stuff like that, and to spy on the Norwegians. Well, here's one where, you know what? As much collusion as there is with the Russians and other animals, they are not in collusion with walruses. And this story kind of proves that. Because a walrus defends her cubs and sank a Russian Navy boat in the Arctic Ocean. So, humans have long known that it is inadvisable to mess with Mother Nature, and as a group of researchers from a Russian Geographical Society just learned, it's also apparently inadvisable to mess with a mother walrus. The scientists were aboard a Russian Navy tugboat known as the Altai on an expedition to the the Franz Josef Land Archipelago in the Arctic Ocean right before the unusual human-animal interaction occurred. Well, I'm not sure about a human-animal interaction. I mean, it's unusual. That happens all the time. But anyway, the scientists boarded a small rubber landing craft and were en route to the shore to study its flora and fauna when a female walrus attacked, sinking the vessel. It's like, okay.
I thought for a minute, though, they sunk the tugboat. But
I know.
It was a rubber. Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That'd be a big-ass walrus to sink a tugboat. But anyway, walruses can get up as much as 1.5 tons, and they can be about 7 to 11 feet tall or long. So, yeah, that's nothing really to mess with. I mean, that's, says in the article that it's twice the size of a human, but I don't know of any humans that weigh, 3/4 of a ton. I mean, if the walrus is 1.5 tons.
Other than Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be probably be true. I don't have any Bigfoot stories. I haven't seen any in a while. I think sightings in them are all down because everybody's got their head buried down and texting with their phones and crap. And they just don't notice the Bigfoots anymore.
Too many UFO sightings.
Well, yeah. It's kind of weird because I don't know why. Like all of the UFO sightings, why is it always some hillbilly living in a trailer like in Tennessee?
That's a good question.
Because wouldn't you think, like, if aliens are going to come down to Earth, they're going to, like, seek out intelligent life forms? I mean...
Boy, that's hard to say. But, yeah, the other thing is nobody ever gets a good, clear picture of them.
No. And it's... Well, and maybe the aliens are onto something because, we kind of, make fun of the toothless guy living in a trailer court in Tennessee. But he's the brilliant one because he's standing out in the driveway with a garden hose filling up water bottles and selling them bastards for $2 a shot. It's like, hey, they're looking at that and go, hey, look at this guy. Cause all you got to do on that water is you just, put any mention of a glacier or, mountain spring, and it's like I say, it's just some hillbilly in the trailer court filling them with a garden hose, no regulation on it. So why not? Anyway, we're about out of time, aren't we? We've got about a minute left here, do we?
About 30 seconds.
Hey, just a reminder, this Friday down at the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, Iowa, there's going to be a holiday bowl ribeye steak special. And show up and watch the bowl game and get a great deal on a ribeye. New Year's Eve special will be filet mignon and shrimp. Tonight's special down there is going to be ribs. I'm not sure. The barbecued ribs. And then, as always, they have the prime rib sandwich. So that's at the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, Iowa.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.